streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. The father of a 9-year-old girl who he reported missing in northern New York is now charged with her murder. State Police Major Christopher Gilroy.
This is certainly a difficult case and a heartbreaking investigation. On behalf of the New York State Police and our law enforcement partners, I want to offer our condolences to the family of Melina.
Melina Fratolin's body was found northeast of Lake George. Texas Republicans are poised in a special legislative session to redraw the state's congressional map.
Their goal is to devise 5 new winnable seats for the GOP that would help the party avoid losing House control in the 2026 elections.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says 2 people are now held in connection with the weekend shooting of an off-duty border officer in a New York City park.
Make no mistake, this officer is in the hospital today fighting for his life because of the policies of the mayor of this city.
The officer is expected to survive. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that banned unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud.
Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds visitors that state parks, forests, and recreation areas offer a variety of universal recreation options across the state. With July being Disability Pride Month, the DNR is reminding of the equipment available to borrow, such as adaptive kayaks, all-terrain wheelchairs and beach wheelchairs, and amenities such as accessible fishing piers, universal play areas, and barrier-free accessible cabins for camping. Concerns about another solar farm in the state will be discussed at a meeting in Adams County this week. A board meeting in the town of Rome is scheduled for 2 p.m. on Thursday, July 24th. They want to ensure the Public Service Commission and the solar company, NextEra Akron, will actually hear what people have to say. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a 3-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy, pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding the bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, 2 outs, you know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? Defensive.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and summery today, but high temperatures still comfortable in the upper 70s. And tomorrow, a bit more muggy and highs climb to the mid-80s. Then by the afternoon, showers and storms spark. And look to linger for Wednesday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau.
It's 73 degrees at our studios. take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball for a fun-filled day. They're throwing a Rafters Baseball Kids TV Takeover on Sunday, July 27th at 3:05 p.m., and you won't want to miss it. Your favorite Kids TV characters will be there ready to meet you and take pictures. Enjoy some tasty food and cheer on the team with your family and friends. It's going to be an awesome day of excitement and laughter, so bring everyone along to Witter Field. They can't wait to see you there.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is the investigative reporter, guardian for The Guardian, The New York Times, the BBC, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, his latest film about the attacks, the latest attacks on the right to vote, Vigilantes, Inc., America's new vote suppression hitmen, narrated by Rosario Dawson and produced by Martin Sheen, is available over at gregpalast.com. His Blue Sky handle is Greg Palast. On Twitter, it's Greg_Palast. Greg, welcome back. It's great to have you with us. You published a piece over on your Substack newsletter.
And Raw Story. I'm now a columnist for Raw Story.
Okay. As am I, I guess. And,
yes.
And it's titled Evil Scheme to Purge Half a Million Voters. And it's also at GregPalast.com as well. So it's kind of all over the place. Tell us about this. You're asserting that they may have already won the 2026 election, next year's election, before a single vote has been cast.
Well, they're trying to bend it. And we're not talking about spiders from space from Musk's Skylink. We're talking about good old Jim Crow. Mm-hmm. There are two things that are happening. Number one, the U.S. Senate is in the balance next year. We know that. John Ossoff, the very progressive senator from Georgia, is up for re-election. He is wildly popular, one of the most popular politicians in Georgia history. And he'll be running against Brian Kemp, who's termed out as governor. And so to keep control, this is the fight over the control of the Senate. And the GOP in Georgia knows it cannot win fair and square. It never has, because you now have a minority majority state. That is, most of the people in Georgia now are not white. And so they're just like Texas,
by the way.
Yeah. So what's happening is all they can do is stop the unwhite voters from voting. So they've got a couple tricks here. And the reason I'm also telling you that is not just because the Senate is in the balance. I'm talking about Georgia, where I've done a lot of investigative work. But as the Gerald Griggs, president of the NAACP of Georgia, says to me, listen, this is Jim Crow 2.0. We've warned you. Everything that they try out in Georgia goes nationwide in short order. So they're doing two things. Number one, the violently Republican Secretary of State, a guy named Brad Raffensperger, has decided that he's going to remove 87,000 voters from the voter rolls. And I want to remind you, Donald Trump lost the state by less than 12,000 voters. This is a lot. 87,000 voters will be removed because they put in change of address forms. Now, if you watch my film Vigilantes, you know that Major Gamaliel Turner, a typical African-American soldiers, that's a big part of our force, my friends, are the African-American soldier. He was assigned to California, lost his vote because he changed his address just to get his absentee ballot. He was challenged by the Republican Party and denied his vote. Now, the alarm has been raised by Turner's lawyer, Mark Elias of Democracy Docket citing my investigations that so we have 87,000 people who simply put in change of address forms because that's where they get their mail right now. They're soldiers. They're people on vacation. They're students who've gone back home from Emory to their homes out.
Or people who are living overseas.
Well, there's something else, too. And then he's going after people at commercial addresses. Guess what? Who is that? 10,000 people in homeless shelters in Georgia. 10,000 people awaiting trial in Georgia. By the way, you don't lose your vote because you're awaiting trial. It just means you're too poor to make bail. So they know the color of their votes, and the color is blue. 87%, according to the University of Minnesota, of people incarcerated or have been incarcerated vote Democratic. I guess something happens to you in a prison when you see what happens when the state lands on your head. So they know what they're doing. So commercial addresses, and that includes things like converted apartment, commercial buildings into apartments, et cetera. They know who these voters are. So that's 87,000 voters that are going to be purged for no legal reason. And then we have, that's nothing. Then we got 480,000 voters who've been targeted for removal by the state of Georgia because of their so-called inactive status. Now, what the heck does that mean? The federal law, the motor voter law, says you cannot lose your vote because you've decided not to vote for an election or two. It doesn't matter. You don't lose your vote for not voting. That's an American right not to vote. 480,000 voters are facing the cut because they skipped election or the state just simply lost track of them. Now, I did an analysis for the ACLU cited by Democracy Docket. My investigation for the ACLU found that 63.3%, that is two out of three people on that purge list, are legal voters living at their legal addresses. So in other words, we're talking here, they're about to remove about a third of a million people from Georgia voter rolls who undoubtedly are legal voters. And I'm not guessing. I didn't sample. I had Amazon's experts and Microsoft's experts go through the purge list, the last one, every single name. We didn't test. We didn't sample. We took every single name. And in coordination with the United States Postal Service, the USPS, Microsoft, Amazon all said, here's the names of the people who are legal voters. By the way, I'm sure it's a coincidence. Most of them are black, including Martin Luther King's 92-year-old cousin was on that list. They're back on that list. They can't win fair and square. And what I'm warning about is this massive new purge system saying if you put in a change of address form, if you skipped an election or they thought you skipped an election.
Right.
You're going to lose your vote, and they know who that is because they can't win fair and square. So what's going to happen in Georgia is going to happen where you are, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada.
Well, it's going to happen anywhere there's a Republican Secretary of State. Is it going to be happening in blue states?
Well, the thing is, I don't think we're going to see much of it in blue states. We do see it in blue states because remember, and I don't want to be partisan about that. We do have some operators like in Michigan, where the Democratic Party, for example, is afraid of black control of that party. So they're more than happy to join in the Republican purge party, even if it endangers their own position in control of the state. So I don't want to say it's all Republicans, but when you remove voters of color, you don't need to have a PhD in statistics, as I do, you don't need one to know that if you're removing voters of color, the color is mainly blue. So that's why. So it's almost entirely the GOP, which is targeting voters of color through these methods. The way that these purges are done is able to target voters of color. For example, under Trump's new executive order, which gives DOGE the right to go into every voter file in America, they're looking for so-called double voters. It's a system that we exposed many years ago called the cross-check system, and it was the courts had knocked it out on based on a suit we filed with the ACLU.
Because it disproportionately targets black and brown people.
Yeah, because if you say, well, Jose Garcia voted in Arizona, and there's a Jose Garcia who voted in Texas. Oh, they must be the same Jose Garcia.
Exactly.
Well, how about... It's just a common name, just not a common name for a Republican.
So, Greg, a question. I have been advocating for some time that Democrats should be fighting fire with fire. A couple of days ago, Beto O'Rourke was on, I believe it was MSNBC, I could be wrong, and he said that California should start gerrymandering, and other blue states should re-gerrymander, you know, because Texas is planning on doing re-gerrymandering. I've been saying for some time, since the Supreme Court said that caging is now legal, sending a postcard into a targeted neighborhood, and if those postcards are not returned, removing those people from the voting rolls, which is another little trick that Republicans are up to in a big way, that since in 2018 in the Husted versus U.S. case, I believe it is, the Supreme Court said that's fine, that that blue states should start doing that. They should start caging people in heavily Republican districts. Orange County, California, everybody should be getting a postcard.
And, by the way, Orange has gone Democratic.
Oh, I know, but you get my point.
I do. Well, let me mention this.
But I'm wondering, let me finish my thought, my question.
Go ahead, rather. Sure.
You know, I've proposed this I did an op-ed on this last year, and I have pitched it on the air to both Congressman Pocan and Khanna, and all the institutional Democrats tell me, no way, you're crazy, we're not going to do something that wrong and immoral, we're fighting against that. What say you?
Well, I've talked to the leadership, the voting rights leadership, Gerald Griggs of the NAACP, Latasha Brown of Black Voters Matter, Barbara Arnwine, Transformative Justice, Jesse Jackson. We've talked about this, and they've said, look, if you've ever lost your vote to an illegal challenge, and I've been with these voters, they are bursting out in tears. They're distraught. It's
horrible.
But
don't you want Republican voters feeling that way so they'll raise hell and force Republican legislators to end the practice?
What's happened is that the African-American leadership of the voting rights movement said, we can't do this to anyone, no matter what, no matter how just evening it out would be. We have to fight this Jim Crow system.
Well, you know, I get it if we're talking about not having the death penalty in a blue state because the blue state people believe it's wrong. And I get it that, you know, they think that purging votes are wrong. But how else are you going to get Republican politicians to feel enough heat to stop this execrable practice?
The way that Ossoff and Warnock and Biden won the state in 2020 in Georgia by when they take away your vote, I tell everyone, check your registration. We did a massive re-registration drive. I have to tell you that.
But they're making that hard now down in Florida. It's almost impossible.
They're making it truly difficult. If you think that registering to vote or voting is no big deal, no, it's an obstacle course. And the only reason they're taking it away from you, the only reason someone steals something from you is that it's valuable. And so the leadership is saying to me, we just have to fight fire with water, not with fire. Yeah. And so that's the sentiment.
I'm unconvinced.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I understand the justice.
I want Republican voters as pissed off as Martin Luther King's niece
his cousin. Yeah.
Cousin.
And I'm telling you, when you meet these voters, I mean, tough guys, I'm talking Marines who are bursting into tears about what happens
because
they also know their history.
Yeah.
And so it's very, very difficult for them to think otherwise. So what we have to do is organize the hell out of it. We had 5 million people demonstrating on No King's Day. Where were the registrars?
Right.
Register, check your registration, just like King's cousin. She was voting at the same station for 50 years. I don't care. Check your registration online. Re-register and then re-register and then re-register. I know it's boring and it's dull, but what can you do?
GregPalast.com and Greg Palast over on Substack. Hang on just a second, Greg.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Greg, thank you again so much for dropping by and sharing this story.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's really helpful. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, good talk. We'll be back. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care. or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Try the Y in July for free. The Southwood County YMCA is the perfect place for you to get healthier this summer. They have everything you need, free weights, treadmills, and expert trainers to keep you in tip-top condition or cool down with a dip in the pool. And you can try it for free. Listen to 105.5 FM WIRI or 97.5 FM WFHR this July and get yourself a free single-day pass. Get out of the heat and get into a healthier you at the Southwood County YMCA.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The U.S. Department of Justice sent letters to 12 secretaries of state requesting their complete voter records as part of President Trump's executive order on elections. The reason for the request isn't completely clear, nor is the legality of such a request, which may violate the privacy and free speech rights of U.S. citizens. Back in May, we reported that DOJ requested records on Colorado's 4.65 million registered voters. To date, similar letters have been received by Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. An email sent to Rhode Island officials asked to collect, quote, voting information as part of the department's efforts to implement President Trump's executive order, preserving and protecting the integrity of American elections, unquote. It goes on to request a discussion on sharing information to find illegally registered voters, fraudulent voters, and enforcement of federal law. New Hampshire Secretary of State declined, citing state statute keeping voter rolls, quote, private and confidential. In addition to the Herculean logistics of such a request, Loyola Marymount Law School's Justin Levitt writes that such requests may not be legal under the Privacy Act of 1974, prohibiting the federal government from obtaining information on free speech activities, including voting and other personal information. We've linked the DOJ letters at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. This is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, a runny nose and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you could tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you maybe this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this thing in the bud right now. This is not, by the way, a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Urgent Care Kit.
And a shotgun track. But you're shooting wild. You're missing the wall. Hitting your friends and watching them fall. Shout from a Twitter heart.
About 5 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Marco Rubio has politicized the State Department. This is tragic. It's wrong. I don't know if it's a crime, but it's certainly morally a crime against our democracy. He has revoked the U.S. visas of eight of Brazil's 11 Supreme Court justices, the eight who were on the court before Bolsonaro appointed the remaining three, I guess it is. And the current president of Brazil, Mr. Lula, denounced what he called, quote, another arbitrary and completely groundless measure from the United States government. This is, of course, because the Supreme Court of Brazil ruled that the former president could be prosecuted. And, you know, Jair Bolsonaro, that he could be prosecuted. And he's in court right now. And then Trump basically offered him asylum in the United States. And so the federal police came into Bolsonaro's house last week. I reported on this program and fitted him with an ankle bracelet so he can't flee the country. But this is wild stuff. Trump has imposed says as of August 1st, he's going to impose a 50% tariff on Brazilian goods if they continue to prosecute Bolsonaro. We are now actively, our State Department, by revoking the visas of these Supreme Court justices from Brazil and by imposing, and then the White House, by imposing this 50% tariff on Brazil, and Congress by not taking back their tariff, power from Trump, are just, you know, politicizing our foreign policy. And that's wrong. America historically, by the way, has stood with democracies, not dictators. Here's Bolsonaro, who tried to overthrow the election. He led a bunch of rioters into the parliament building, just like Donald Trump did on January 6th. That's what he's being prosecuted for. He tried to imitate Trump. And I think that's why Trump is supporting him. Because Trump is turning America into a dictatorship, just like Bolsonaro tried to do in Brazil without success. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom.
now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter the sport, competitive athletes want to win every time they step onto the field. And the same can be said for well-maintained alfalfa. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at your markets midday on a Monday. Here today is Mark Renz. He's a professor and extension specialist at UW-Madison. He says the competitive crop can be used as a weed management tool.
The benefit, though, is alfalfa is really competitive. So if you do your job right and take care of that alfalfa, usually those weed problems go away. And particularly in the era of herbicide-resistant weeds, alfalfa can really be a solution. Because what are we doing to alfalfa every 30 days or so? We're harvesting it. And when we harvest it, we're preventing that plant from producing weeds and suppressing it. And so in many cases where we have populations of herbicide-resistant weeds that we can't kill with a herbicide, getting alfalfa in that landscape can help us manage those weeds and keep those populations down. So when we rotate back into, say, corn or wheat or another crop, the populations are low and much more easy to manage.
Alfalfa, offering farmers a competitive advantage against weeds. That's Mark Renz along with us. He's the professor and extension specialist at UW-Madison. I'll be back with a look at your midday markets after this.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, and it looks like we're not getting any help midday on a Monday as cash corn is trading at $4.75 of a penny, down 7.75. New crop corn is trading at $4.20, down 7.5. Cash soybeans are trading at $10.12, down 15.5. New crop soybeans are trading at $10.20, down 15. New crop wheat is trading at $5.41, down 5. August Class 3 milk contract is trading down 6 at $17.71. September Class 3 milk contract is trading at $18.19, down 4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
As Wisconsin is brought on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and summery today, but high temperatures still comfortable in the upper 70s. And tomorrow, a bit more muggy and highs climb to the mid-80s. Then by the afternoon, showers and storms spark. And look to linger for Wednesday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. You know, Louise and I recently vacationed in northern Norway and Iceland. It was cold, and I wore my cotton and wool sweater that I got from Quince. It was perfect. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. Here's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen, so you save. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love what I get from Quince, and you will too. I just purchased a cotton cashmere blend, so soft and the perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand without the luxury price. Stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Tearing the pillars of justice down. Banning the lawyers, silence in the fight. If no one defends, who protects the right? He's silencing the defenders one by one, turning the law into a loaded gun, breaking the courts, bending the rules. Trump's building a throne out of legal ruins. Trump's got the judges shaking in fear, Musk by his side, whispering near, tearing the ropes to rule against him, a verdict away from a dictator's whim. He's silencing the defenders one by one.
6 minutes past the hour, Donald Trump is all excited, the whole Trump administration, and Fox News is virtually orgasmic that a, quote, illegal immigrant who was arrested and then released last year during the Biden administration, has tried to kill an ICE agent or a border protection agent, in a park. The bad guy has been caught along with his buddy. But, oh, are they excited? Hey, we actually got one of these brown-skinned guys who is a criminal, and we can wave this bloody shirt all day long. It's incredible. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, as far as voter suppression, I learned something this morning that I thought was very interesting because I listened to Egberto Willis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. He's an old friend of mine. He's on the air in Houston on KPFT, one of our affiliates.
Yep, and, you know, I have 2 points on that. You know, we need to listen, to these other stations. I'm here in Minnesota, but we need to support media in other markets, to grow this movement, progressive movement. And I really appreciated, finding that out, because I wouldn't have known that they're trying to gerrymander 13, people of color in Texas.
Right.
And so, I just wanted to say people need to alert their Democratic, people, the DNC, that we need to support these people, because what they want to do is they want to leave the state, and that would prevent a quorum and could, prevent that from happening.
Right.
So, I just think that people need to really reach out to these red states and support them however they can. And I support KPFT, and also I give money to Egberto. I think he's a brilliant guy.
He is.
I listen to his program.
Yeah, yep. He's a good guy and a good friend. And also, of course, in Minneapolis, you've got KTNF, which is, one of our best commercial stations, and they do a great job.
Right.
Too.
And so, supporting their advertisers is a big deal. So, yeah, John, excellent points all. And thanks for bringing up Egberto. We've got to get him back on the show one of these days. He's such a good man. Thank you. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark. In fact, I was just corresponding with Egberto over the weekend. Mark, what's on your mind?
First off, the level of hypocrisy with the Republicans goes to every level. This goes back to that earlier lady that called saying how the right wing is pushing this. Trump could have been on that plane, and just because he was on Epstein's plane, mingling with the power elite doesn't mean he committed crime, mm-hmm. which is, that could be true. But then again, a few days ago, I saw Kristi Noem on TV justifying these mass raids and just scooping everybody up, saying, well, if we're going to get one criminal, criminals hang out with other criminals. So it makes sense to arrest his friends because you're going to get some, other criminals when you sweep them all together because, criminals hang out with criminals. Well, if this guy's guilty by association, well, then so is Trump.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and we were prevented from doing that when we went against the mafia, you'll recall, back in the day. I mean, you have to have a warrant. And then the Fourth Amendment says that you can't arrest somebody unless a warrant has been, unless somebody has sworn before a judge under oath that they have knowledge of a crime being committed.
And I would like you to try to convince me that the Constitution isn't already dead.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it's dead, but it's certainly on life support, Mark. I get it. I'm with you. Thank you for the call. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to remind everyone that Jeffrey Epstein was arrested and indicted in prison under Trump's first administration.
Right. He was originally indicted for 19 counts. It was just a massive, child trafficking and child abuse, sex abuse. And he ended up pleading guilty to a relatively minor charge of participating in prostitution. And as if the underage girls were prostitutes, which is just a slam on them, right? And then Alex Acosta, who Trump rewarded by making him labor secretary in his last administration, Alex Acosta was the federal prosecutor down there, and he cut a deal where the time that Epstein had to serve in jail, he was able to leave the jail at 7 in the morning, and he didn't have to be back until 7 at night. So he'd have a whole day to go out and attack more young women. Back to you, Rob.
Yeah, and I also want to remind people that he died in jail under Trump administration.
Yep.
And the bigger issue that everyone's kind of forget about is William Barr, Bill Barr, was the attorney general at the time. Yep. And he's the one that got all the raw data from the Epstein Island and all that. And I knew once he was getting that data that a lot of that information was going to disappear, was my fear.
I think
it probably has.
I agree.
And I wish he could be put under investigation, but, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But just people need to remember that, Trump's been in control of this whole Epstein thing at the criminal level with Barr taking all the information from all the islands and all.
Yeah. And Barr has always been a Republican fixer. I mean, he was the guy who in 1992, after George Herbert Walker Bush lost the election in November, on Christmas Eve in 1992, they were about to, Lawrence Walsh was closing in on Bush's involvement, Bush Sr.'s involvement in the deal to hold the hostages in Iran in 1980 that got Reagan into the White House. And so at that time, Bush the elder had Bill Barr as his attorney general, and he had Bill Barr then drop the charges against five people, including Caspar Weinberger and a few others. I believe Ollie North was in that list. And the result of that was a complete cover-up, screaming headline in the New York Times Christmas Eve morning, about the cover-up.
Right, and Bill Barr is very good at that, getting people who are obviously guilty around the law. He knows how to end around the law.
He's been doing it forever.
When he left office under Trump, he left knowing that the Epstein thing was getting a little too hot. The Jason. Thing was getting hot,
yeah,
and I think he just said, "Oh, I'm out of here."
Yeah, I think he left to cover his own butt, not for any other reason.
Oh, he's not stupid.
No, he's not,
and he just wanted to get out of there.
But and had Merrick Garland actually followed the damn law, Trump would have paid a price for trying to overthrow the government, just like Bolsonaro is now down in Brazil. But Merrick Garland dithered for 2 years, and thus here we are. Rob, thanks for the call. Jennifer in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Jennifer, what's on your mind today?
I'm not normally a caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling, this is a bit off topic, but my mother, who's 81, applied for a travel card to go see her neighbor, or her nephew, I'm sorry, nephew in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so she went and sat for 4 hours, and they said, oh, just come back with your marriage certificate. Well, first of all, she's a dual citizen. She's a dual, she was born in Australia, but she was born, my granddad was a serviceman. Mm-hmm. And so the first time she went, they said, oh, just bring back your marriage certificate. Then the next time, there was a new person, and he said, no, you can't get your card because you weren't born in a military hospital. And back in 1944, they had a base there, in a trauma unit, but they didn't have a military hospital in Australia.
Right, right. So let me get this straight. She's a U.S. citizen, and she's just trying to get a passport? Is that what she's trying to get?
She's dual. Well, she wants a travel card, just a star. But, you know,
you mean just real ID on her driver's license?
Yeah, travel ID.
Oh, and they're not giving it to her. Oh, wow, that's incredible.
No.
She doesn't have a U.S. Passport?
It's expired.
She should apply for a renewal on her passport to begin with.
Well, yeah, that's all she wants to do is go see her nephew.
I know, but they're trying to, this whole real ID thing is really about trying to prevent people from voting.
It's a shame because she's been here since 1960.
Yeah. That's nuts. Jennifer, thanks for the story. Thanks for sharing that. I'm sorry to hear the situation, and I wish you the best of luck and her, too. Thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Well, there's a new poll out showing Trump's approval rating is at 42%, but with the Republicans, he's at 89%. Amazing. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop-snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The U.S. Department of Justice sent letters to 12 secretaries of state requesting their complete voter records as part of President Trump's executive order on elections. The reason for the request isn't completely clear, nor is the legality of such a request, which may violate the privacy and free speech rights of U.S. citizens. Back in May, we reported that DOJ requested records on Colorado's 4.65 million registered voters. To date, similar letters have been received by Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. An email sent to Rhode Island officials asked to collect, quote, voting information as part of the department's efforts to implement President Trump's executive order preserving and protecting the integrity of American elections, unquote. It goes on to request a discussion on sharing information to find illegally registered voters, fraudulent voters, and enforcement of federal law. New Hampshire Secretary of State declined, citing state statute keeping voter rolls, quote, private and confidential. In addition to the Herculean logistics of such a request, Loyola Marymount Law School's Justin Levitt writes that such requests may not be legal under the Privacy Act of 1974, prohibiting the federal government from obtaining information on free speech activities, including voting and other personal information. We've linked the DOJ letters at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, steaks, chicken, or in my case, fish, tethered to a hot stove or a barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing eyebrows, and then serving it and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense and I'm ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever I'm cooking. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. It takes the stress out of not knowing if your meat will come out good. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app, and steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. I choose precisely how I like it cooked, well done, medium, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when the food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. I'm free to kick back, visit with guests, or do whatever else needs doing. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order. The way I like it. No more guessing. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best part is they just announced a flash sale. You need to jump on this. Summer grilling season is here, and Chef IQ Sense makes you into a grill master. And during their flash sale, you'll get 15% off. Visit ChefIQ.com and promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's ChefIQ.com, promo code Tom. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Cameron in Corbin, Kentucky. Hey, Cameron, what's up?
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Sure. No problem.
Hey, first, I'm going to share my claim to shame with you. I grew up 5 minutes from James Comer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, question for you. I wanted to pick your brain on something my wife and I were talking about just the other night. So let's say that here in the near future, there comes out that there is indisputable evidence, like 100% ironclad, that Trump was involved in Epstein. He's committed all these terrible acts and whatnot. And I'm not talking about the people in Washington. I'm not talking about politics. How do you think the MAGA base would react to ironclad evidence?
You know, there was apparently ironclad evidence that Alan Dershowitz at least once got a, quote, massage from one of these teenage girls at Epstein's place. And so he came out and responded to it by saying, yeah, I did get a massage, but I kept my underwear on. And if Trump had simply done that at the very beginning of this, you know, like a couple of years ago even, and said, oh, yeah, I got a couple of massages, but I always kept my underwear on. I'm kind of a germaphobe or, you know, whatever.
I think his entire base would have said, "Yeah, cool, okay, you're good, Donald." And you know, just like when the Access Hollywood tape came out, and his wife said, "Oh, that's just locker room talk," and then Trump said that in the presidential debate, and that just kind of shut it down. But he's not doing it. Instead, he's trying to deny, and you know, what's the old saying about Watergate? You know, the cover up's worse than the crime. Here we are.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, I think that they would forgive him if he gave them a reasonable excuse like Alan Dershowitz did. But it looks like he's not going to do it, which I think is crazy. I would be advising him to say that. But, I don't think the Republicans are going to listen to me. Cameron, thanks for the call. Great question. Thank you. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
I guess to a lot of Trump supporters, Trump can do no wrong. So
yeah, exactly.
Who knows what
That's
they
the
would.
Yeah.
If they would ever go along with anything.
Just like the Manson
anyway,
followers and the Jim Jones followers and the Rajneeshis. Yeah.
Yeah. What you were talking to Greg about, and you've mentioned to Mark Pocan also, you know, about this purging voters, and that we need to be doing the same thing in some regard. My analogy is that if you're running a race and the person you're running against always takes a shortcut, he's always going to win, and you have no chance until you come up with your own cheat or you stop him somehow from cheating. So if we can't stop them from cheating, we need to do the same thing. I think you're right on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I want Republicans to be protesting caging. I want Republicans to be protesting, you know, having received a postcard or having been stripped of their right to vote because they changed their address. I want Republicans.
Because you know they'll
about
cry
this.
About it.
Oh,
you know,
they will yell and scream and blame the governor of California. You know, if he's the guy who did it, and wouldn't that be a great thing? Because that might lead to legislation that would clean this practice up.
I think it needs to happen.
I agree. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Clay. Thanks. It's always nice to hear people agreeing with me, but thank you. And thank you. Michael in Austin, Texas. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yes, sir. I mean, watching all of this, my question has always been, what are we doing with legislation, sir? We keep allowing this to happen. We need to change the Constitution. The president, every time I turn around, sir, there's a new article he's enacted by executive order, and we just sit back and take it to the tailpipe and we'll get him in the courts.
Yeah.
This, I mean, we need to set ourselves up for the future because the next Trump's going to be worse.
I agree, Michael, and the courts are not going to save us. We should know that by now.
I mean, it's just like the DWI thing. There's sensors in every vehicle, but they won't do it because it's money. It's all money, and it's the same, you know. I just don't know why we can't protect ourselves for now, for the future. Because it's just going to keep happening. And I'm glad to hear that they're winning in the courts, but that's besides the point. I mean, that's after the fact.
Well, and about a third of the time when we do win in the courts, the Trump administration has been ignoring the court orders. Look at the deportations to El Salvador.
That's my point.
Those were all in violation of the court order. Yeah, no, I'm with you, Michael. It's time to raise hell. And, you know, legislatively right now at a federal level, we can't do anything, but that may change. Michael, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you. We're hitting the top of the hour here on the other side of this break. Dean Obadala, my colleague from right here on Sirius XM, Channel 127, the Progress Channel. Dean Obadala will be with us to talk about Trump celebrating the cancellation of Stephen Colbert and what that means. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery with one free phone call. My specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Try the Y in July for free. The Southwood County YMCA is the perfect place for you to get healthier this summer. They have everything you need, free weights, treadmills, and expert trainers to keep you in tip-top condition or cool down with a dip in the pool. And you can try it for free. Listen to 105.5 FM WIRI or 97.5 FM WFHR this July and catch yourself a free single-day pass. Get out of the heat and get into a healthier you at the Southwood County YMCA.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Harvard University lawyers are in federal court challenging the $2 billion in funding cuts by the Trump administration, which claims it aligns with its policies. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Both of these sides are asking for what's called summary judgment, meaning that there's no dispute over material facts in the case, and they want the judge to rule in their favor.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem weighed in on the shooting of an off-duty Customs and Border Protection officer in New York.
I'm calling on every single mayor and sanctuary city and sanctuary governor to change their policies and to change their tactics right now.
Two suspects are in custody. At least one was in the country illegally. 83 million Americans are under some type of heat alert. Meteorologist Jessica Birch.
We're expecting triple digits anywhere from Dallas all the way up into Kansas City, stretched over into Charlotte, North Carolina, and right back down into the state of Florida.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Download the